Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though.
Peter crunches numbers and Jake just grinds that tape.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome, everyone. This is it. The Tournament of Champions is beginning. Season 2 is over. We have 3 champions from Season 2 here to compete to move on. The setup for this tournament will be there will be 4 preliminary nights. This is night 1. Each of those winners will proceed to the semifinals, where they will be paired up against me or Matt. So we'll have 2 semifinals with 3 contestants. The winner of each of those semifinals, which me and Matt obviously get a bye straight into, advances to the finals for a head-to-head championship to be crowned as the champion of Dynasty Game Night Season 2. Couldn't you think of a more illustrious title? I mean, come on. All right, so we have a couple of Adams here tonight. Adam Wilde, welcome back. You ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do it.
All right, before we get to the next guest, give everybody your information just to make sure we get that out early on here.
Yeah, you can find me at AP Wilde, Wilde, and you'll also hear me on Dynasty Owner's Manual with my co-host, Chris Allen.
And where can that be found?
Oh, yeah, you can find that just about everywhere now. So you'll find us on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, and also you can find us on DLF Family of Pods now.
There it is.
Probably by the time you hear this, we'll have our first episode on there.
Welcome to the DLF Family Pods.
Thanks, John.
Speaking of, Adam Zekas, another returning champion. How are you doing tonight?
I am very, very good. I'm just going to say Matt hosted last time when I was on the show, so I'm ready for a different type of Dynasty game night.
A better game night.
I won't say that. I'll leave that to you to say.
All right. Before we get to our final guest, give everybody your information and where your work can be found.
Yeah, at Adam TZ, I co-host the DLF IDP podcast Read and React with my buddy Tom. It's on everywhere, iTunes, SoundCloud. It's on DLF Family Pods, just like Adam over there. Happy to have you, man. I'm ready to I think an Adam has to get out of this, like, with the victory. I mean, it has to. Yeah.
I would say the odds are in that favor. But our final 66, guest crushed when he was on. Jordan McNamara, are you ready to crush again tonight?
We'll see what we can do, John. We'll see what we can do.
All right, before we get into the games, give us your information, Jordan.
Yeah, you can find me at McNamara Dynasty. You can also find my Dynasty strategy book, The Analytics of Dynasty, at analyticsofdynasty.com/shop. And you can find my written and audio work at uthdynasty.com.
All right, well, everybody go out and follow all 3 of these great contestants, listen to their work, support everything they do. Tonight, we have 3 games. We have ADP Bullshit. We have Age Cliffhanger, which is going to be usually we play ADP Cliffhanger. It's going to be age-related tonight. Same philosophy. If you get to 21, over 21, you fall off the cliff. And then we do have a name game that we will only use if we need to. If somebody wins the first 2 events, they are the winner of the night. If 2 people are tied at 1 after the first 2 events, we will use name game between just those 2 contestants to break the tie. We do also want to say you should go out and subscribe to the DLF Family Podcast. Not only are we on there, but as you just heard, there are plenty of options on there. Dynasty podcasts for everything that you could possibly want. Let's get into ADP Bullshit. For those that are new, welcome, and I can't believe that you waited this long to tune into game night. But ADP Bullshit is played in the following way. I will give a range in ADP using DLF April ADP, and a position. I will say there is this many of that position. How many can you get? So let's say there were four kickers going between picks 7 and 15. I would say, how many of those four kickers can you get? One player will bid, and it'll go to the next player. They can then outbid or call bullshit. If you are called bullshit on, you must get as many as you bid, and you can get 2 points. If you do not succeed, the person that called bullshit on you gets 1 point. We have four categories, we have three categories plus a tiebreaker if needed. So we will not be using tight end unless we have to. I'm going to start with Adam Zekas. We're going to go left to right on the screen, so it'll go Zekas, Wildy, Jordan. Adam, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. I was very bad at this game, so I'm excited, though.
All right, we're going to start off with quarterback. This is single quarterback, and again, we're using DLF April ADP. Between picks 90 and 126, there were 8 quarterbacks taken. And I will give you the marker of Kyler Murray at 133. So these guys came in just ahead of Kyler Murray. 8 quarterbacks, 90 to 26. How many can you name?
2.
2. And again, if you get one wrong, you're out. That's when you are naming them, it's one wrong and you're out. Adam Wildy, do you want to go to 3 or more? Or do you want to call bullshit on Adam Zekas? This is going to be tiring. Some saying Adam.
Yeah,
over
I'll go
over.
3. Call me Sticky.
All right. Yeah, I will call you Sticky for the rest of the night, I believe. That'll work. All right. Jordan, he's at 3. Do you want to outbid him or call bullshit on him?
4.
4. All right, Sticky, back to you. You going to up the ante or going to let Jordan go for it? I don't think Jordan missed one of these in his episode, if I recall.
I'll call bullshit.
All right, Jordan, it's 4 of them. Let's hear what you got. Again, it's 8 quarterbacks, 90 to 126. Kyler Murray came in at 133 in April.
Carson Wentz?
Yes, he is in there at number 91. That's 1. You almost nailed the boundary there.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, number 112. That's 2.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo, 125. That's 3.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, 126. You got it. That's 2 points. Anybody want to, you, Jordan, you want to, got any more names you want to toss out to see if you can run the category? If not, we can let the others chime in since you nailed 4 of them. That's all you had.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wouldn't have been comfortable naming a 5th, to be honest with you.
Anybody want to toss out some names?
Maybe Goff.
Goff comes in at 113. He would have made the list.
I would have thought Goff was just ahead of Wentz. So that's sort of where my hang-up was.
Kirk Cousins.
Cousins comes in below Kyler Murray. He would not have made the list. So Russell Wilson came in at number 90, one spot ahead of Carson Wentz. We were missing Dak Prescott, 115, and Jameis Winston at 116.
What's Carson Wentz? What quarterback is he?
1, 2, 3. Quarterback 7. He's okay. A bye for me at quarterback 7. Yeah. Remember it wasn't long ago when it was the discussion of him or Aaron Rodgers for quarterback 1. So I'll keep going for Carson Wentz this offseason. So Jordan is up 2-0, and he gets to open the bidding on the next one. So we will go Jordan Sticky at him. Jordan, we're going to go to running backs next. This is a tight range. 23 to 44, there were 9 running backs taken in between that range. Tariq Cohen comes in at 55, and he is the marker. So 9 running backs, 23 to 44. Tariq Cohen came in at 55.
I'll do 2.
All right, starting out at 2. Sticky, you want to outbid him or give him a shot at 2?
You said there were 9?
There are 9.
4.
Up to 4. Wildy, over to you.
5.
5 to Wildy. All right, Jordan, back to you.
Mm. I'll do 6.
Jordan going up to 6. Sticky. Want to go above that, or are you calling it on him?
I mean, I'd be impressed, so I'll call bullshit.
All right.
Let's I want to be impressed.
If he gets this, this will close out the game. Jordan will have a 1-game lead right off the bat. This is what happened last time, I believe, wasn't it, Jordan?
I think so.
This is your game.
It's you said 1 QB, right?
1 QB. There are 9 running backs that went 23-44. Tariq Cohen came in at 55.
And I got to name 6 of them.
Yep. 6 All out right. of 9.
Kerryon Johnson.
Number 28 on the list. He's in there.
Leonard Fournette.
Number 31 on the list. He's in there.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook comes in at 17.
Wow.
Just ahead. So Sticky gets the point, and we move on. All right. So you got held up early there. Who were the next ones on your list that would have been the other options?
Connor, Geis.
Geis, yes, number 33. Connor comes in just ahead of Dalvin Cook at 16, actually.
Wow.
I was impressed with that. Kerryon Johnson. I thought he'd be way a little bit lower. Would you say he was 28?
Aaron Jones would have been my other guess, probably.
Aaron Jones came in at 44. Yeah, Kerryon was 28.
Devonta Freeman?
No, Devonta Freeman, number 57.
Okay.
So the ones that were missing, David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell, 23 and 24.
Whoa.
They fell below James Conner and Dalvin Cook in April, which absolutely shocks me. Let's see. Did you say Fournette? Fournette was 31. Sony Michel, 32. Derrick Henry creeping up there, up to 42 now. Marlon Mack at 43. I believe that closes out everybody in the category. Sticky, you get to bid first this time since you won the point on the last one. Okay. And that means we are switching now to wide receiver. Oh, this is going to be a fun one. This is a range of only 30 to number 54. ADP 30 to 54. How many wide receivers do you think were taken in that range from 30 to 54? This is not the bidding, but I'm curious. Out of those picks, 30 to 54, how many do you think were wide receiver?
Like 14, maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Anybody else want to venture a guess?
4.
That would make the game boring.
I'd guess 15.
17 wide receivers in this range.
Wow.
So this is almost all wide receivers, it feels like, if you're at this point. So this is what, 30. That's going to be, you know, third round on. All right, 17, Sticky. How many can you name? Oh, I'm sorry. Diggs came in just before the range. He came in at 25. And there are 17 that came after him between 30 and 54. How many can you name?
You said there's 17. 8.
17. 8. All right.
10.
10 to Wildy. Jordan, it's to you. Score update. Jordan has 2 points and Sticky has 1 point.
And Adam, you bid 2?
8.
10.
Adam bid 10.
I don't know which one.
He bid 10. Sorry, he bid 10. I'll call BS.
All right. For the game, you can either tie this up and go to the final category, Wildy, or Jordan gets this game. You've got to get 10.
All right. Galladay?
Galladay is in there at 36. That's 1.
Jarvis?
Jarvis Landry comes in at 45. That's 2.
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley comes in at 46 right after Jarvis, so that's 3.
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore comes in at 38, that's 4.
Sorry, I'm going by division. Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd does just make it in there at number 54, that's 5. So you have one of your ranges.
Mm-hmm. All right, so between Boyd and Diggs, Corey Davis.
Corey Davis comes in at 39. That's six.
Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett just outside the range at 63. Who would you have? That does give the game to Jordan. So Jordan is up one game to none on the night. But Adam, who was the guy that you were thinking but didn't say?
I don't know that I would have him around here, but his value's climbing a lot. I think Christian Kirk's starting to get around the other guys from his class last year. So, but the problem was that Boyd was the end of my range, and I think that Kirk's a little under Boyd, so I didn't want to go there.
You are correct. Christian Kirk does come in after Tyler Boyd. He's at 74 while Tyler Boyd's at 54. So,
gotcha.
Anybody want to toss out other names that they were thinking?
AJ Green.
AJ Green, 35. He's in there.
Was Brandon Cooks named?
Brandon Cooks is number 30, so that's just in. So we have Brandon Cooks to Tyler Boyd.
Was Adam Thielen? I think Adam Thielen's just above that.
Adam Thielen, 34, so he's just slightly below.
The rookies, except for oddly.
The rookies are in this range, and none were said.
Wow.
So I'll go down. I don't think you said Hilton either.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Moore, did you say DJ Moore?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. So all of the Rams receivers are in here. Hakeem Butler is in there. At 47, Allen Robinson at 48, coming in between the rookies. N'Keal Harry comes in at 49. And then we have everybody's off-season darling number one. Who's Godwin? Chris Godwin. Oh, and man. I don't think far behind him for darling number two of the wide receiver off-season, Mike Williams also comes in. So
it
Jordan
makes perfect sense now.
Jordan, congrats. That's one game you have won. The Adams have to get on the board. All right, those odds makers in Vegas have clearly changed. The odds have now shifted to Jordan McNamara being the favorite.
When's the IDP games? is that the tiebreaker?
Yeah, yep. About that? I would have no idea how to even make a game with IDP, to be honest. So that was very kind of Matt, the design IDP for you guys when you came on. And you clearly dominated the other IDP players that night.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, so here's what we're going to do with this age cliffhanger. I pulled the top 100 DLF ADP of April and broke them down by age. I'm going to give you an age, and you were going to tell me how many players out of that top 100 are that age. If anybody had a birthday today, I apologize. So this data is as of yesterday. Anything that you get beyond what the correct answer is going to be added to your score. If you go over 21, you fall off the cliff. If everybody stays under 21 by the time we get to the end, we do have a way to settle it if we get there. So we're going to start real easy. Sorry. We'll start with Jordan in this game since he's leading. Sticky did get a point, so he's going to go second. And Wildy's going to bring up the rear, despite having an actually pretty impressive performance on that wide receivers. 10 was a lot to get. All right, Jordan. And you can all say the same answer if you want. You do not have to choose a different answer. So feel free to use the same answer if you want. Jordan, how many players out of the top 100 DLF ADP from April are 21? How many players?
I'll go with 8.
All right. Jordan says 8. What about you, Sticky?
Because this has all the rookies in it, right? So I'll go with 15.
All right. So you say 15. And Wildy?
8.
8. All right. So the actual correct answer is there are 11 players that are 21 right now in DLF's top 100. So that means 3 points for Jordan and Wildy and 4 points for Sticky. This time on the order, we will go Jordan, Wildy, Sticky, since you guys are now in the lead. Cleverly, we're going to go to age 22. How many players come in at age 22?
14.
So 14 for Jordan. Wildy, how about you?
11.
11 for Wildy. And Sticky, how many players are 22 years old?
I'll do 8.
8. All right. The actual answer is 9 points, or 9 players. So Sticky gets a point. He's up to 5 now. Wildy gets 2 points. He's also at 5 now. And Jordan picks up 5 points. He's all the way up to 8. Getting up that ledge. All right, since we have a tie at 5-5, we're going to go with Sticky leading off because he was actually really close on the last one. Age 23. We'll go Sticky, Adam, Jordan on this one. Sticky, how many players are age 23 out of that group?
Oh, age 23. 10.
All right, so 10 for Sticky. Wildy?
14.
14 for Wildy. And Jordan?
14.
14 for Jordan as well. The correct answer is 16. So 2 points gained for Jordan, who is now up to 10, and Wildy, who is now up to 7. And 6 points gained for Sticky, who is now at 11. Current standings, we have Wildy at 7, Jordan at 10, and Sticky at 11. And let's see, we are only going to do 2 more ages before we do the fun way to settle the game. So let's do age 24. This order will go Wildy, Jordan, Sticky. Wildy, how many players are 24 years of age?
9.
9 for Wildy. All right. And Jordan, how many?
12.
12 for Jordan. Sticky, how many players are 24 out of the top 100?
I said 12. I was going to go with 11.
All right, so 11. All right, there are actually 18 players out of the top 100 that are 24 years of age. So that means 9 points for Wildy picked up. He jumps up to 16. 7 points added for Sticky. He is now at 18, getting close to that cliff. Jordan said 12, correct? Yeah, Jordan said 12, which means 6 points for Jordan. He is now at 16. Wildy and Jordan are now tied at 16, and Sticky is at 18. So this order will go Jordan, Wildy, Sticky. This is the final question before we get to settle it in a much more entertaining way. All right, Jordan, how many players are age 25?
14.
14 for Jordan. Wildy, how about you?
15.
15 for Wildy. And Sticky.
So I don't want to go over, right?
You do not. You're 3 point. You have 3 point margin here.
10?
Alrighty, so the correct answer is 12. So 2 points picked up by both Jordan and Sticky, and 3 points picked up by Wildy, which means you're all really close to the edge, but nobody's over it yet. Score update. Jordan's at 18 points total. Wildy is at 19 points total. And Sticky is at 20 points total. So we're going to go back to these 21-year-olds, and we're going to name some players. Yeah. You get a player wrong, you add a point if you say a name that is not on this list. This time we're going to start with the player at 20 points. So Sticky will go first, then we'll go to Wildy, then we'll go to Jordan. So basically, Sticky, you got 1 strike, that'll be okay.
Okay.
You get 2, you're going to be out. Everybody understand how we're going to figure this game out?
So if I get a player that's older than 21...
Correct. There are 11 players that are 21 in the top 100 right now of DLF ADP. If you pick one of them, you stay. You get one, you add a point.
Okay.
So name a player. Name one of those 11 players on DLF's ADP top 100. April.
I'm going to go with DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf is on there. You stay at 20. Wildy, you're at 19.
Darius Geis.
Geis, of course you know that one. That is correct. You're at 19. You stay. Jordan.
Kerryon Johnson.
Kerryon Johnson, also correct. So you stay put as well. Sticky, back to you.
The rookie. I'll do N'Keal.
N'Keal Harry, that's correct. You stay put. Back to you, Wildy.
If he's 22, it was recently. DJ Moore.
He is not on the list of 21.
No.
So you is
are. Is he 22?
I'm not answering that question.
He's 28.
Where do you think this is going when we, if you guys get all the 21-year-olds? Come on now. So you're now tied at 20. You still have another strike before you completely fall over. Jordan, you're at 18 with a nice gap now between these other players. You got another player that's 21 years old on this list?
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, that's correct. You stay put. Back to you, Sticky.
Noah Fant.
Noah Fant is correct. Staying in there. Back to you, Wildy.
TJ Hawkinson.
That is correct. Staying alive. Back to you, Jordan.
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders is correct, and we have three players left in this age range. And that's perfect, because we have three players that get a pick on this game. So, Sticky, can you get one of these last three that are 21 years old?
If I get it wrong, I'm all right, though.
You're not over the cliff yet. You're dangling.
Kelvin Harmon?
Incorrect. You are now dangling on the cliff. Wildy, can you get another one?
Let's just throw a dart. Damian Harris.
Incorrect. You're now also dangling on the cliff. Jordan, round this out for the 21-year-olds. If you get one, no matter what, we're going to move on to 22 after this just to make it a little more fun.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, incorrect. So everybody picks up a point there. So I'm glad we're moving on to the 22-year-olds. The remaining 21-year-olds are A.J. Brown, David Montgomery, and Daryl Henderson. So we have 9 players that are 22 years old. Quick score update. The Adams both have 21. And Jordan is sitting there ever so securely waiting for the night to end at just 19. Getting ready to push him over the cliff. 22-year-olds. Sticky, back to you, then Wildy, then Jordan. Who can name a 22-year-old?
Juju.
Juju is 22. That is correct. You stay alive.
Hey, John, what's your birthday on Darnold? I have him at 21.
He's not top 100.
He's not top 100.
He's not top 100. Got it. Okay.
Correct.
Sorry, what was that person?
One QB is like 300.
Are you serious? I hope not.
I don't know.
God, I hope not. Juju was the first answer, which was correct. So, Wildy, it's back to you now.
DJ Moore.
Hey, now you get it. That is correct. He is on there. All right, Jordan. Who you got?
Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk is correct. Back to you, Sticky.
I'll go with DeGod, Saquon Barkley.
That is correct. He's ageless, right, because he's perfect. Right. So, but he is actually 22 years old right now, so that's correct. Wildy, over to you.
Man, this player might not be top 100, but people sure are excited about him. I think Dante Pettis is 22.
If he is... He is not 22 years old. He is top 100. He is
and
not 22.
I'm
so Adam, you can fall. Give us our little give us a little sound effect as you Wow, those are the only words you'd scream if you're falling off the cliff. That's
yeah, that's it.
I would have a lot more reactions than that. All right, let's see. We're to Jordan now. Jordan has a 2-point lead on Sticky right now. Jordan, you gonna make him apply a little more pressure to him?
Mixon.
Mixon is correct. Sticky, it's to you.
I will stick with the running backs, Christian McCaffrey.
Also correct. Back to you, Jordan.
OJ Howard.
Incorrect. You're up to 20.
Jeez.
To you, Sticky.
I'll go back with Kelvin Harmon.
Kelvin Harmon is correct. And since he got one wrong last time, we'll move on to 23. We won't double up the punishment. So we'll move to 23. I believe we're on Jordan. So, Jordan, we are now going for 23-year-olds. Oh, the other 22-year-olds, Hakeem Butler, David Njoku. But now we're going to the 23-year-olds. There are 16 players, age 23. Fire away, Jordan.
O.J. Howard.
He is... Let me make sure. I don't see him on here, so... I'm wondering if he's just outside the top 100. That seems crazy. Nope, he is... he's on this sheet, but he's not 23 years old. So... Another strike for you, Jordan. You guys are both at 21 now, so.
Oh, man.
Who's going to go over that cliff first?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. How old? He was older when he came out, and that was last year. It's Courtland Sutton?
Correct. He's on there. Jordan, you going to hang on, or are you falling down?
James Conner.
James Conner is correct. Staying alive. Back to you, Sticky. This is a cliff.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like who is old when they came out. Okay, Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb, that's correct.
Baker.
Single QB, he is not on here. Not on here. Let me check and see if it's due to age or up. It is due to age. He is 24 years old. So, Sticky, Brink pulls out the cliffhanger game. One game to one game. That means we get to play name game.
Nice.
Between Jordan and Sticky. Wildy, appreciate nice you knowing stopping you guys. By. Hey, you got your win in the regular season. That's more than most can say.
I'll keep the Adams alive.
Yeah, I'm cheering for you, Adam. Good luck.
Something like only 1 in 3 people that play win each game. So, you know, you beat out the odds for that, but your tournament of champion experience ends now. We'll come back to you, hang out, watch these guys play the name game to see who advances to the semifinals. So the rules of the name game, for anybody that hasn't listened in the past, basically I'm going to give a clue, and it's going to be two names that blend together. So think before and after from Wheel of Fortune. Doesn't have to be the full name. It can be a syllable, something like that, that blends one name into the other. We do have, of course, a rookie theme, which I know Adam was studying for all day, trying to make up his own clues. So that's really a shame that he's not going to be here for it. All right. In this one, it's just your name is your buzzer. So buzz in when you're ready. If you get it on the first clue, you'll get 2 points. If I give a second clue, then it's only worth 1 point. I have 5 clues plus a tiebreaker if we need it, which would end up being a tiebreaker for the entire night. Are you guys ready? Hands on your buzzers.
I'm ready.
The first clue is Arizona State wide receiver and NFC East tight end. Anybody want the second clue? Jordan? Sticky?
Thinking.
Okay.
Jordan.
Ah, go ahead.
N'Keal Harry Van Ingram.
No.
That's good, though.
Sticky, you got a guess? Are you ready for the clue? Let's take it down to 1 point.
No.
I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead.
All right, so the clue is Dallas Cowboys. He is not one of the tight ends that you would name right off the top of your head. Still listed as a Dallas tight end, though. Oh, does Adam have it? You guys want to let Adam in if you don't know it, and Adam can get an imaginary point? Let's move on from this one. Adam, give us your imaginary point answer.
N'Keal Harry Gathers.
That is correct for the imaginary point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations, I like Adam. That.
I feel much better.
N'Keal Harry Gathers.
Can I transitive property get that point?
because of the Adam. If Adam can get it, then Adam can get it. Is that the transitive property? Trying to think back to my rules.
It's the Adam continuum theorem.
Yeah, something like that. All right, the next clue. Still score update 0-0 to I won. AFC East quarterback and South Carolina wide receiver.
I add a sticky.
Go for it,
is
sticky.
Is it Sam? No, wait. I think I got the people, but I gotta figure out how they go together. Never mind.
All right, Jordan, you got a shot at this one?
Yeah, Tom Brady, Debo Samuel.
That is it. 2 points for Jordan on the board. Tom Brady, Debo Samuel. All right, on to the next clue. AFC North wide receiver and Ole Miss wide receiver. AFC North wide receiver and Ole Miss wide receiver. Anybody want the clue? Oh, sorry. Go for it, Sticky.
Is it Odell Beckham? Wait.
It is not. Jordan, you want to take a shot at it before I give the clue? Either way, you can buzz in at 1 point, so it doesn't matter.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Odell.
No. That's what happened to me. It's not Odell. All right, so but it is the Cleveland Browns. So you're on the right team.
Okay. Go ahead.
Jordan. Jordan.
Go for it, Jordan.
Antonio Callaway J. Brown.
That is it. Antonio nice. Callaway J. Brown. 3 points for Jordan now. 2 clues left. Sticky.
I know.
Gotta get on the board here. All right. The next one is AFC North backup. I'm giving you that. AFC North backup quarterback and NC State wide receiver. Hopefully you've playing in some super flex leagues and you're recognizing this backup quarterback name. Backup quarterbacks are fun in the off season too, because you really don't think about him then.
Oh, Jordan.
Go for it, Jordan.
Jeff Driscoll Vin Harmon.
That's it. Jeff Driscoll Harmon. Jeff, I can't even say it now. Jeff Driscoll. Jeff Driscoll Vin Driscoll Harmon. Kelvin Harmon.
That's impressive.
Yes, Kelvin Harmon. Nice pool. I thought for sure I'd have to give the team name on that one. Well, Jordan has clinched the night with that one.
Nice.
But let's do a couple more clues just for fun. Since we've already ruined the category.
Totally embarrassed myself even more. This is perfect.
That was impressive.
All right, Adam, jump back in here. You can get some more imaginary points and get the imaginary lead. All right, Georgia wide receiver and NFC East quarterback. This one's easy. I should have started with this one. Riley Bymaster's favorite Georgia wide receiver and Giants quarterback.
Riley Ridley Lai.
Riley Lai Manning.
There it is. Riley Ridley Lai Manning. All right. I got a couple more that we'll just go through for fun. A little bit deeper on this one. NFC East running back and Missouri wide receiver. This is the time of year we got to start knowing these names that aren't the top guys at each rookie position.
If you didn't ask me, I'd know.
What was the first half?
NFC East God running back and Missouri wide receiver.
Saquon Bark, Manuel Hall.
Saquon Barkley, Manuel Hall. That is it. Nice job, Jordan. All right, we've got one final one. It's a combination of two rookies. So get them both. We've got Nebraska wide receiver who's been getting all the buzz lately, and UMass wide receiver, who has been getting a little buzz for a while.
Stanley Morgan D. Isabella.
That's it. Stanley Morgan D. Isabella. Jordan with an impressive night. Sticky got a game, and Adam got an imaginary point. Everybody gets to go home happy. But Jordan is advancing to the semifinals. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
All right, before we get out of here, let's go around. We'll start with the champ of the night. Jordan, again, give everybody your information real fast.
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter, on Twitter at McNamara Dynasty. You can also find the book, The Analytics of Dynasty, at analyticsofdynasty.com. There's a lot of rookie information in there, strategies for rookie drafts and startup drafts as well. You can buy the book. It's $30, and you can also buy the book and get a strategy session for $50. So we'll get together, talk. I actually did one last night. We had an awesome conversation, a lot of ideas that we talked about a upcoming team build. So they're a lot of fun. So you can find that all at analyticsofdynasty.com.
That's a great thing to do. Even if you're just talking to like with a friend about a roster or something like that, but to actually get to pick your brain about it is even a lot more impressive.
It's so much fun. Like, I have so much fun doing them. Like, and I learn, and actually, like, I started doing them before the book was finished for pre-orderers, and just some of the ideas that were kicked to me, I was able to like test them against my data and actually include ideas in the book. So Dynasty is an ever ongoing learning process for me, at least. And it's ideas come from those going both ways. It's so much fun.
They definitely, everybody loves what they've built for their team, but sometimes getting an outside perspective really changes how you look at things, and highly recommend everybody go out and do that. Sticky, you came close, but it wasn't an IDP-based episode, so you can say that's the reason. Yes. Congratulations on making it this far. Where can people get your information at?
Yeah, once again, at AdamTZ, very easy. And the Read and React on DLF Family Pods. I promise I'm better at IDP than I am at Name Game. Promise.
I can confirm. Everybody that I know says Sticky is one of the go-tos for IDP. I don't play it, but I am aware that he is at least one of the go-tos.
I don't know. So. I don't know how you can be a crazy league guy and not want to add, 50 more players.
Oh, because I just can't. I just can't. I just can't.
That's fun.
One of these days,
there you go.
I'll probably give it a shot, and it'll probably be the end of me and, family and stuff like that. So, Adam Wilde, the imaginary point winner of the night, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at APWILDE. As we said earlier, new to the DLF family. I'm super excited to get that started, pumping some video content. If you liked Jordan, my champion, he's been on the show. So go check out Dynasty Owner's Manual. If you haven't listened yet, you can go ahead and pick Jordan's episode, and you'll learn a whole lot about that book that he's got out. So check us out.
Yeah, Jordan made the tour and gave out little pieces of that book for free. So go listen to it. All right, I will let everybody know we've got some upcoming episodes for this tournament. The matchups have all been pretty well set. We're going to have one matchup that'll have Mike Tagliere, Riley Bymaster, and TJ Calkins. The winner of that will advance. We have another matchup with J Mike, of course. Got to listen to the J Mike episode. He'll have his open bar compatriot Jake Anderson competing against him and Matthew Betts. And we have another episode of Tyler Schmidt versus, this is almost unfair to him, and I feel bad that he got paired up this way, but he's going basically against the DLF podcast. Dan Myler, who won that episode, will be appearing. And then because we needed another person, he gets a sponsor exemption, Ryan McDowell. He's not getting banished from the Tournament of Champions. He may not have won his regular season, but he crushed last year. And how can we not give Ryan a sponsor's exemption into the tournament? So those are your upcoming three matchups. We will be back with one of those very shortly. We plan to get those out a little bit faster than our regular pace so that we can get to the semifinals so that Matt and I can compete and then hopefully take each other on head-to-head where I will dominate him. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Go listen, subscribe, rate, review all of these podcasts that have been mentioned tonight. Appreciate it.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.